Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate you waiting, sitting here nicely. All right, today I thought we'd talk a little bit about cymbals. Not the kind that are on like a drum set that you hit with a stick and they go psh. We're talking about other kind of cymbals. So our first cymbal today, you tell me what this one is. We'll have two assistants, one to show the congregation, one to show the kids. Who knows what that cymbal is? All right, let me see. Hold on. It's the first one I saw up.
A star?
Yeah, a star. Now, is that what a star in the sky looks like? Doesn't really look like that, does it? But the Alaskan flag has 8 stars in the shape of a Big Dipper, so they're trying to represent a star. So you guys know that that's not what the star really looks like, but you know that that's the symbol for star, right? Okay. Okay, next symbol. Okay, who knows what that is? Hold on, here's the first hand I saw up.
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Now, does a lightning bolt, when it goes across the sky, does it really look like that?
Yeah.
Sort of jags around, but it's not quite that angular, is it? But you guys have seen that enough times that you know that that's a symbol for lightning or electricity or power, all right? So you get right. So you're getting the idea of what symbols stand for. Okay, our third one is, who knows?
Heart.
It's a heart. Okay. So does the heart inside of you look like that? No, but you guys instantly knew that that was a heart. And what does a heart sort of symbolize? What is it? Yeah. Love. Okay. So you guys are 3 for 3 on your symbols test. So I'm going to have you look at 2 more symbols. And one of them, Jordan's holding up, and it's a cup of juice. And there's another symbol over here. What do you think the juice is a symbol for?
Wine.
Okay, and what do you think the wine is a symbol for, or juice? Which one? Okay.
Jesus' blood.
Wow, okay. And what do you think the square thing is?
Bread.
What's it a symbol of? Yeah, it's bread, and what's that bread a symbol of? Okay, it's okay not to know. Okay.
The bread that people eat.
Okay, so these things are symbols for lots of things. One is the new covenant. One is Jesus' body. But you know, sometimes those are hard to like remember or appreciate. So I'm going to tell you that this is really a symbol of... Where's our heart symbol? That's really a symbol of love. Because Jesus was willing to live and to die so that all of us could live. But he was raised again, and that's what these symbols help us remember. Now, you know what this string is on my finger? Do you know what that's for? That's to help me to try to remember something, but I can't remember what I tied this thing on for until I just saw those things. It's that Jesus said, every time you see these things, keep doing this so that you remember me. He didn't want us to forget what he did for us because he didn't want us to forget how much you guys all mean to him, okay? So try to remember that and don't forget because Jesus doesn't want you to forget him, all right? Let's bow our heads. Jesus, we thank you so much for your life and for your death and for your resurrection. And we thank you for the symbols that help us remember things and help us to always remember your love for us when we see the juice and the bread. In Jesus' name, amen.